Rishonah by every single klal. Laimalacha, shekolecha nidrish la'atzim, and we darshan each one separately. Baskuf, baschof, lechait, when she was 100, she was like someone just turning 20. We got to be Averis, clean from Averis. Ma baschof lechotah, sharei ena bas einchen. Af baskuf lechait, baschof kibazayin liyayfi. So the Rambani asks a question on Rashi. By Yishmol it says the same thing. It says Shona by every single prat. So how can you say over here Baskuf ke Baschov, so you can darshan the same thing by Yishmol, that every one of his years was like that? And Adarab, if it says Shona by each one, Mashma is coming to split them apart. This and this and this, three separate categories. So the Ramban is masking that it's a Medrash, and the Medrash Taki darshans it, but not from the fact that each one has a shana b'fnei atzmai. The darshan is it from shnei chayei tzara kulum shavim l'toiva, but not the way Rashi says. So Rishach Zatzal, he said a hesped on the Satmar Rebbe, the Tzadik L'Vracha, and he stole on this, Ramban, and he said, there's no question that the fact that it says Shona by every single one is Zichur coming to be Mechalit. And by Sor it's coming to split up her life. And by Yishmael is the same thing. But each one will be his own derech. By Sor remain with the Zichur different stages in her life. But every stage of her life was pointing upwards. The first stage of her life was all on the up and up, ready to buoy her up to the next step. And the next step was on the up and up, ready to propel her to the next step. It was all with one mechuvin to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were different. You know, each, when a person's younger, he's different than when he's older. Over Lamaisa, each stage in her life was pointing upwards, and it was all in unison, and that's Nichol and the Kulon Shav and L'Teiva. No matter what stage she was at, right, it was always pointing upwards. By Yishmael, there was taki different chalakim in his life. Over Lamaisa, it wasn't all pointing upwards. And Adarab, it says that Sora saw that Yishmael was mitzachek, and Rashi says, what does mitzachek mean? Abaydazar. And Adarab, by Amei Haaretz, the older they get, the more tipshistic they get. So, Rashi brings down, because I'll say he did tshuva, it was tshuva, like, by chance he did it. But it wasn't the pshat that his whole life was pointed in that direction. His life was in disarray, it wasn't with one mechuvin. So there also was different stages of his life, but not all pointing upwards. He did tshuva at the end. That was, you know, by chance he was necessary to do tshuva. You can compare this to a symphony. If you ever hear a symphony, a piece of music, there's things that go up and they go down, and they go up and they go down, and sometimes faster, sometimes slower. But it's all part of one big picture. It all forms one beautiful piece of music. That was Sari Imenu. There was different stages. Kulam Shavim L'Teiva. It was all part of one big piece of music. Masha'en came by Yishmael. It was in disarray. There was no sequence, one after the other. Not everything pointing in one direction. The male over there also was split up, but split up in a different way. Bas Chov Kibazayin L'Yoyfi. So first of all, the Mefarshim ask, what's up? We make a big deal out of Yoyfi. It's a state of Sheker Achem. That's number one. Number two, usually a bas chof is more developed in yoifi than a bas zayin. So what's the pshat? Bas chof ke bas zayin? If anything, it should be lehepach. So I saw the pshat based on the gra. The gra says, sheker hachem vehevel hayoifi, ishi yiras Hashem hi tisalo, doesn't mean you only praise ishi yiras Hashem. Sheker hachem v'hevel hayoyfi. If there's chen and yoyfi alone, it's not praiseworthy. Of isha yiras Hashem, if the woman's also yiras Hashem, so then he tisalo. So then the yoyfi is also tisalo. Because it's part of one big picture, and a lot of times it's the inner yoyfi that shines out. It's the pnimiyazdiki yoyfi of yiras Shemayim that shines out. So the Torah is telling, the reason why the Torah stresses yoyfi over here is because we're talking about a ruchnizdiki yoyfi. And a bazayin is pure, is taharadik. Why do children have a bazundur the chayim? And when they get older, they lose that chayim. Because there's a certain tahara, there's a certain tmimus, there's a special yoifi over there. It's telling us over here, Baschov kebazayin liyayfi. First of all, it's a yayfi, a ruchni is the yayfi. But it's a chain of purity. And even when she was chof, even when she was older, when most people lose that chain, and most people lose that special inner yayfi of Tahara, she still had it. Vatomos sorah bekiryas arva hi chevron. I saw a nifla the gezach from Rabbeinu Bechaya. Why is it called chevron? Because anybody that's buried there, his nefesh is mechubur lamayla, in the city of Hashem, up there, im arba machmei shkina, with the four machmeis of the shkina. So it's Kiryas Arba. It's the place of Arba. There's different camps of shkina. He chevrayim, whoever's there is mechabur itself to the Kiryas Arba up there, the four machmeis of the shkina. So he's up to Rabbeinu Bechaya over here on the parsha. Vayavi Avram, Lispoid Lisora Viliv Kaisa. It's an interesting thing I saw in the Sefer Vigarita, Toshanayan Beis. It was Chalamoitzuk is Toshanayan Beis. And Rechai Kanyevsky had Davin Mincha and Shul. And the Rebbetzin Davin in the Ezra's Noshim. And she wasn't feeling well and she went home. And she asked someone to bring her a Tillum. So when she's resting, she'll say some Tillum. By the time they brought her the tillum, she had been nifta. So I was shocked, you know. Saif Chaim came home, it was totally unexpected. And the children and the Einik Chokhmamish Tzibroch and An Yontif, can't be misabel. All the people that she was native with and she showed them or upon him to, it was a terrible, terrible clap. So Yaakov Belinsky came, when they brought, he was Mekurov to Chaim Kanyevsky. He says, what can you say at such a time? So he said this word. It says, "Vayavi Avram lispoid l'sara v'liv kaisa." The chaf is a small chaf. Why? So the Baal HaTurim says that he cried only a little bit, not a lot. Fabos. So Baal HaTurim says the reason is because Sari Meir was already old. She was a zakena, so he didn't cry much. It's a very shver pshat to say because you know Eishes Machbarntei. She was with him all the way. She helped him with all the things, and all of a sudden that happens. It's a little bit of a shver pshat to say. So Yaakov Galinsky said a pshat. I don't see how it has any shaykes to what the Baal HaTurim said, right? But Yaakov Galinsky said a pshat like this. Yaakov Galinsky said that it says Vayokam Avram al pnei Mesa was pshat. He said Avram Avinu did not want to live in the past. He was Subrachim. He was shattered. Terrible clap then. So what's he going to do now? He's going to sit and sulk. He's going to sit and become broken. He was B'dafkim Amayitin B'chia. Because he can't live in the past. You have to get up and you have to build for the future. He still had to. Now there was work to be done. He had to get to Maris HaMachpelah, which wasn't just a place to bury Sari Imenu in. It was a Achuzas Kover for all the others in the Imayis and for Klal Yisrael to come and daven. You know, there, that was one thing he had to do. It was time to find the shidduch for Yitzchak. That was another Eisik he had to do. He had to build a bayis vayter, as we'll see. He had to marry Keturah, and he had more children with her, and that was also a tachlis. So it says, the reason why there was a miyad b'chia over here is because it was from Vayokam Amram Yalpnei Meisai. You can't live in the past, you have to live in the future. And there was still a lot for Avram Avinu to do. That's why he gezogt, and this is what he was giving them chizuk. He said, it's talking a terrible clap, but a person has to stand up and a person has to be able to work for the future. The demis is that this kayak that Avram Avinu had, you find the Rosh Hashivas, the Admirim, they came after World War II, and even the Parshas the Hamayinam, the regular Balabatim and their wives, they were Tzabrach, they lost everything in World War II, they never spoke about it. They didn't think about the past. They knew that they had a tafkid here to do in the future. And Hagam, deep down inside, it was b'mistarim tifke nafshi. They didn't talk about it. They were strong, and they built vayter. I might have mentioned this mice already. Ramotel Katz, that's how it tells the Rosh Yeshiva. There was a year of Aaron Paperman. He was the executive director of the office over there, vice president of Tells. He meant he collected money. A Tyree Yid, Talmud Chacham. So he once was in the office building and tells, and he hears from one of the offices Rosh Hashiva Ramatul Zatzal is crying, Mamish Bechias, crying. It was not like Ramatul, he was very strong, cockadic,
stately.
What? Stately, Malchus did, He lost a wife and 10 children in the war. And he was able to come, and he was able to build not only the yeshiva, but the mishpacha. He was crying, Amish. He goes in right away, he says, what's everything okay? So he said, every now and then, he stops to remember his mishpacha. He remembers what they looked like. This one, and this one, and this one, and this one. And this time that he stopped to think, there was one of the children, he couldn't remember what they looked like. I was feeling a terrible clap. I'm bringing it out, inside, it was terrible pain. But on the outside, it's like Chazal say, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mistorim tifkei nafshi. But on the outside, it's oyz v'chedva b'mkayma, the way he has anhag of the world. Oyz v'chedva, that was remarkable, that sound. All the Rosh Hashivas like that. They lost kehillas, they lost mishpachas, they lost who knows what. And they were able to carry on. This is the Vayavi Avram Lisvig Lisarvil of Kaisa with a small chav, and Vayakam Avram Yalpane Mesa. That's the kayak that Avram Avinu was masterish in future generations. Vayayma Avram al Avdoi, Zakan Bezoi, Hamashal Bechal Asholai. Avram said to his Eved, the elder statesman of his house, that ruled, he commanded everything that was there. The Medrash Rabba over here on this pasuk quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. Eved maskil yimshoil b'ven mevish. A seichel dike eved, a smart eved, will rule over a son that's a fool. Hagam, he's only an eved, and the other one's a son. But if it's an eved maskil, he rules over a son that's a fool. What's it referring to, Eliezer? Eliezer, not that he ruled over his son over there, but he's called an Eved Maskil. Why is he called an Eved Maskil? What's his seichel? He said, I have a klola. My Zayda gave me a klola. Kanan Eved Lavod. Yeshem and Higufu was Kanan. This is Amishita, but Zayda gave him a klola. Kanan Eved Lavod. So he says, I'm going to be an Eved anyway. So who am I going to be an Eved to? I'll be an Eved to some Mushkis, to some who knows what. I'm just going to pick up more bare midas. Let me go to Avram and become an Eved to him. And there I could steig and I could make something of myself. That's the Eved Maskil Shabbat. So, you see from over here, Gevaldig Yisoid, you see that the teva of a person, if he's put in a matzav, which weighs him down, he's put in a matzav where he's at a terrible disadvantage, he gives up right away. He says, forget about it, I'm a lost cause, And Eliezer was not like that. Eliezer was given a bag of lemons and he turned it into lemonade. No, he was in a matzah. He wasn't miyayish. He has a klola from Nayach. Can I have a lavodim? How far can I go already with that? And he went tremendously far. He became the Eved Avram. He became Deilu Umashke, the Teirus Rabbi Lacherim, He became from an Auror, he became a Baruch, Boy Baruch Hashem. And the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu freed him. They ask Akash, Avraham Avinu was Makayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, there's an Isser. How can you free an Eved? Teretz says he lost the Metzius of an Eved. He was Mesakin. Everything that an Eved has to be Mesakin. So it wasn't Shach to be Meshavim. He became a Baruch. In Metzius, he became a Baruch. He was able to be Mahapach himself. From an Auror to a Baruch, it wasn't Shach to be Meshavim. So that's a tremendous seichel mitzvah. Instead of sitting and sulking, instead of sitting and bemoaning his fate, I got a klala, he did something about it. So Chatzal Levenstein said that this is a tremendous limit for regular people when people face hardships and nisyonos. There's two ways of looking at it. There's one way of looking at it, he's a shver, he's this, he's that, and bemoaning your fate. I mean, the gisa, it's in the Sayyid, you have to live up to it, and not to be miyayish. I remember there was a bacher in Tells. I don't know if this bacher had anything to live for. He did not have a single relative in the world. He had one grandmother, one grandmother, and she was nifta when he was in yeshiva. He had no relatives that he knew about. I remember he used to sit in yeshiva as a, you know, it's a brachin and whatever. And it was Rav Diftazatzal used to talk about finishing shas, about shifas, and something clicked in his brain. He was nesayir, and he got the shifa to finish shas. Finish shas, he became a talmid chacham mufli. He was in Eretz Yisrael today, you know. But a person, you know, there's different ways he could treat his situation. And he treated the situation as like the boy. There's a maysa, somebody came to the Chazon Ish after World War II. Somebody came to the Chazon Ish, he lost everything in the war. He was a miyuyish, he's a brach, and he doesn't want to go on living. So the Chazon Ish told him the following maysa. There was a maysa that happened in the early 1900s. There was a couple, they lived in Litta. They were barely making ends meet. So they decided, you know, they're working hard. They decided they're going to put away a little bit every week, a little bit of money every week, little by little by little by little, and it's going to accumulate. And the woman will go out to the big city. He couldn't leave his job. He was meshuvah to his job. She'll go out, she'll find some merchandise, and she'll bring it back. She'll sell it at a profit. And that way, along with their regular work, they'll have a business, a little business to make profits. So after about a year or two, they saved up a bit of money. They borrowed money from relatives, from friends. And she sets out for the big city, with a purse full of cash, to look for merchandise. She looked for materials, she looked for this. She finally found what she wanted. And they bargained on a price. And good. She takes out her purse to pay the money. Wait, my purse. My purse. She starts screaming and she chalashed on the spot. All of that money that she saved up, you know, for a couple of years, and she borrowed money from other people. They brought her back again. You know, my purse, my money. All of a sudden, they hear on the other end of the street, a guy says, Givaldi, I found the purse with money, my everything, and he's dancing away. They run over to him, she comes over to him, says, where's the purse? Right here, I have it, that's my purse. Give me back my money. Money, I'm not going to give you back your money. You know, I found it. You know, what do you mean I have a seminar? It's a ganze machlokes. So they decided to take it to a din Torah to Rav Yitzchak Chanan. Yitzchak Chanan inspector. So they came to Rav Yitzchak Chanan and he asks her what happened. She says, my purse, I saved up the money, I have a seminar, you know. So he turns to the fellow, what's your havamin of keeping it? So he was a shtikalamda. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, if you found something b'malkim shaharab mitzriyin sham, even if it has a siman on it, you know, you're allowed to keep it. If it was b'malkim shaharab mitzriyin sham, I'm allowed to keep it. So Yitzchak Chanan says, if that's your whole heter, you don't have a heter. Favos. Because the reason why in a b'malkim shaharab mitzriyin sham, you're allowed to keep it even if it has a siman, because the owner was a chamiyayish. He figures that a lot of people, he's not going to get it back. But here, this money with the purse also belonged to her husband. The ikrit belonged to her husband. She can't be miyayish on her husband's money. In the middle of the year, she's not chal. Whatever. So Chazon Ish said, you see from here, you can only be miyayish on something that you own. But something that belongs to someone else, you can't. You belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you. He's the Bailam over you. You can't be miyayish. And then this is a tremendous lesson from Eliezer. He could have just given in and he remained steadfast and he made something of himself and he became from an oror to a baruch, that's mamish, a pele d'gezach. The whole parsha of the shidduch with Yitzchak and Rivka and Eliezer's hanhoger is a tzorach even mitchila v'atzai. It makes absolutely no sense. I have to be mighty too. I never saw these orors, but I saw a shtickle. Right after the Akedah, it says, "Vayachad varma eila, vayugel avram lemer hina yolda milka gami banim lenachar achicha." So Rashi brings down over here. Rashi says that after the Akedah, Avram said, "You know, if he would have been killed, he wouldn't have been married. He wouldn't have had anything. I have to marry him off." And at that moment, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mevaser him that his bas zug was born, and his Bazug is Rivka. Okay, so Gabaldi. He knows who the Bazug is. Just go to the place where she lives and arrange the Shidduch. The ganze process over here, the whole process. Don't take from the B'nai Saknani. You know, and what happens if she doesn't want to come? And Eliezer, when he goes there, so please make it happen, and it's going to be, he makes a ganz simon, it'll be the girl that I say, take your cotton and give me water, as if, like, they have no idea who the shidduch is supposed to be. Like, what's going on over here? You know, Hashem was mevaser Avram who it is, so you know who it is already. Like, what's all these simonim that you have to do? That's one pella in the parasha. Number two, it says that Eliezer comes. Vayikach shekilu hagmalim lishtois. Vayikach ish nezem zohav bekam mishkoloi ushnei tzmidim. Two tzmidim, two bracelets. Are you there? Asara zohav mishkolam vayomer basmiyat. So it's a pellet. He gave her the takshitim before he even asked her who she is. Now, besides the fact that the takshitim are worth a lot of money, but they were miyuchid to the zivug of Yitzchak. Rashi says there was meaning behind it. Shnei tzmidim is done to the shnei luchay sabris that are tzom zel azeh asor azov connected the aseres adibris and so on. So there was some miyuchidic importance of this matana. If you don't know who she is, how are you giving her this matana? And then you ask her who she is. So the Emes says the answer is that Rashi, Taki asks the question. Rashi says, "La'acha shenosna l'shola, favos, l'vi shohoyo b'tuach, b'schusoy shal Avram, she'etzliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu darka." So then if that's the case of your b'tuach and the schus of Avram, so what are you making this whole business? Hashem, hakun olufanai, emagansa simonim, and all those things. Besides the fact, he already had pizzas at Derek. He saw that he was on the right track. So it sounds like the Yalkut says that from Kiryas Arba until Chorum is a mahalach of 17 days, he made it in 3 hours. So he saw a tremendous nace. He saw that the water came up, Lufanel, right? He saw that all the midas were Makuyim. And then afterwards it says, he was there, he was Machrish, he was Mishtoah to see Hayatzliach Hashem Darki Himloi. You saw the krisis aderek. You saw the water coming up. You saw her midas. So what is your suffix? Hatzlich Hashem darpi yamloi. Weiter, afterwards, when finally they make the shidduch, so Lavan and her mother asked for a ridiculous request. Could she stay here a while, a couple of days? You know, we have to prepare her, you know. She's all of 3 years old, you know. Have to prepare her, you know. She's leaving it for good. Yeah. No, altach roisi. Sorry, altach roisi. Shem Tzliach Darki, either you give it to me now, lock, stock, and barrel, or I'm going to turn Al Yemina Al Smile. What was this big rush? Like, what's going on over here? So, I serve Simchas Yisrael Breide, Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron. He has a sefer, a Haflidika sefer, song called Song Derech. It's based on the Ramban, but this happens to be a mimer that is really his aidance. He says, you see in Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu had two contradictory hanhagas that worked parallel with each other. Hanhaga number one, he was the biggest maimon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Elokei Shemayim v'Elokei Oretz. Who made him Elokei Oretz? In this week's parasha, Avraham Avinu, he was Margal HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'fi kol. And he was the biggest maimon, he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol ha'toif. Neither Gisa, you see that even after Hashem promised him Zachin, he says, I'm not Roy, you know, and he was afraid that maybe, like we see by Yaakov Avinu later on, Shem Agar Machet, what's the pshat? Avraham Avinu believed in Hashem, because man, it was Negea to him serving Hashem. Whatever Hashem says, he wants me to be Makriv Yitzchak, fine. He wants me to do Brismila, fine. He wants me to leave my land to go to Eretz Yisrael, fine. But in the Hanhagas of Hashem, that Avraham Avinu was mevatel daitei totally, And he had no idea if just because Hashem promised him something, he's automatically going to get it. You never know the hanhagas of Hashem. The whole Asara Nisyanis was really in the hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, Hashem tells him to go to Eretz Yisrael. The promised land, you know, what could be better? And then he tells him, then there's a hunger over there. So what do you do? Avraham Avinu says, I do not understand the hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm not going to question. You said, Ki Yitzchok Yikar L'Chazara, right? Kachmas bint Chasi Chitchash Hafta, and the Makarim L'Oyla. What's going on? Avraham Avinu didn't question. Didn't question. When it comes to the hanhagas of Hashem, I'm a vatal deity that is so complex. It's so totally in the Elomus Elyonim. It's so totally, maybe I did a little bit of a chait. It could ruin everything. He didn't question that. Eliezer learned by Avraham Avinu. Eliezer also took on this hashkafe. He has to do what he has to do. Al pi emunah b'Hashem. But the hanhagas, he has no idea what's going to happen. And that's what happened over here as well. Avraham Avinu, he was mashbi Eliezer, because that's already negaya to the results. In Emuna, he's totally maimon b'Hashem. But how it's actually going to come about, he has to make his ishtadlus and make sure that it happens with the shvuah and with those things. He doesn't know. You don't know what the end result is going to be. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same thing with Eliezer. Eliezer follows Avraham Avinu's instructions. And he has bitachin and Avraham Avinu's chusim. That affects his actions. To give her the tzmidim before he asks her name, he's totally samech on the hanhagas, on the haftoche that was given to Avraham Avinu. Oh, but what's going to be the result for that? He needs simanim. You know, he wants chizuk to make him to go weiter. He needed simanim to show him if the results attack are going to be the way it looks. So it's not a stira. It's not a stira and hanhag, right? Mitzad the giving of the tzmidim, he had to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad the hanhagas or whatever. Mitzad that. So mitzad that, he needed those simanim to keep him going on. Memela, it's not a stira. Memela, it's not a stira. Okay. One more short word. So state, Vayosef Avram Vayikach Yisho Shmo Keturah. So Rashi brings down B'Shem the Medrash, this is Hagar. V'nikris Keturah Al Shem Shenoyim Maaseho Kikteiris. Pekut Rabbi Loza says, Shenoyim Maaseho Kikteiris V'yogol Yishisha Banim. It's mashma that Avram Avinu, when he got married over here, it was a tachlis of giving birth to six children. What was the tachlis over here? Hashem said, Ki Yitzchok Yikar L'Chazara. He had Yitzchok already. He had a Yishmael already. For us, in his old age, Avraham Avinu saw fit that he had to get married again to have six children. So I saw Shimon Schwab says, I'm already the Gizach, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu, Viz Baruch Hu Bizarachok Kol Goyei Ha'aretz, that all the nations and the lands are going to become blessed through your children. How's that going to happen? Yitzchok Avinu is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, right? Yishmael had his own place, but what's Kol Goyei Ha'aretz? Shema, you know that he has to have children. They're going to spread out to different places, and they're going to teach the world the ways of Avraham Avinu. So, Memela, that's why he had children take it with Keturah for the tachlis that they should take it spread out, and they should take it teach the world the different ways of Avraham Avinu. They're not going to be on the Madrega of Yitzchak. How did the Velt find out that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That is by these children that he had with Keturah. Now it says, later on in the pasuk, it says, V'livnei ha'pilakshim ha'shel Avram, nosen Avram ma'tonis. So Rashi says, Shem tumum osur lehem. And Rashi says, it's kishiv and ma'isa shedim. So unfortunately, ask a question. Avram Avinu should give them over kishiv and ma'isa shedim. Like, what's going on? So I saw the part, this Yosef asks the question. He says that the Rambam paskins that B'nai Noyach are not muzer on kishiv. And even if the shitas that say, not like the Rambam, that they are muzaran kishuv, that's only to do maisik shofim, but to be mashbia with shame is different koiches, that's not us. So even if the shitas that say, simameila, you know, that wasn't the problem. But he brings down, Rishwa brings down Hashem Ravenu Ephraim, that he says, he has a different girsa, not shame tuma mosrolam, shame bituma mosrolam. That means, He gave them over in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're allowed to say bituma. That's the way Rabbeinu Ephraim, who's a reason, that's the way he's guided. So, Rosh Hashanah is pshat, that he gave them the koyach of knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even without the Torah. Klal Yisrael is going to know the Torah on a totally different level. Lefi and Eretz Yisrael, dika level. But they, he gave them over the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to have a relationship with Hashem, even though they're not on the high madrig of Kiddusha, even though their level is a level of Tuma Kalapi the B'nai Yisrael, Afal Pikin, he gave them that way of being Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how Pi Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita. Lefi, the simple way of learning, you talk after learning the part that Yosef says, that they're not Muzer on Kishuv. Hagut and Shabbos. What?
They
weren't
going.
They were going.
No,
they're not. What?
No,
they're not. Right, exactly.
But
they're not looking for
a lot of
money.
No,
no, no. Out of route.
They weren't a lot of money.
They gave them away.